Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE 88.9 FM, and today I'm talking with Linda Conley Maskell. And Linda is the owner and operator of Trinity. It's a yarn and tea shop, and it also has other lines of other crafts and things from other local artists. So we welcome Linda. The name of your store, is it pronounced Trinity?
It's pronounced Trinity. A lot of people call it a lot of different things, but it's for tri-knit tea, and the three together become a trinity.
Okay. Could you describe your store, Linda?
Well, my store is primarily a yarn and tea shop, but I do love to encourage local people. So sometimes people have something they would like to show or showcase in jewelry that is made locally, right here in Bulwer, actually. And I have her jewelry line in my store. Lucy Dahoney Pottery, I have that. I have a local artist, she sews little sewing bags.
Okay.
I have those. I have two people doing that. I have a local woodworker who does all sorts of woodworking things. I have that as well. I'm the only one in Quebec selling Deborah Lalo's bags, felted bags. They are absolutely beautiful, all handmade. She's not very local, but she is right on the border of Quebec and Ontario. So for me, it's Canadian, and that becomes local. So I'm very, very thrilled with that. I have loose leaf tea that you buy by the gram, by 50 grams normally, and it's delicious. It's top of the line. What else do I have? So many things.
I see that.
It's hard to say what I do have that is local, because I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody. As I said, I do try to promote local as much as I can.
Okay, that's great. And you're certainly more than a yarn and tea shop, that's for sure.
I am more than yarn and tea.
Okay, do you think there's an interest, an increase in for local business since the COVID crisis, Linda?
I believe so, because, and I'm really hoping so, actually, since COVID, life and shopping has changed a lot. The shopping part is difficult, so we're going to have to acclimatize with it. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult now that a lot of people have been shopping online. What small businesses have going is the long delivery, which is nice. But a lot of people that are shopping around are looking for local. And that is excellent for people like me.
Yes, it is, and it's so important, too, and I think perhaps the COVID crisis has brought that to our attention. Now, you're still operating during the COVID crisis? You've been operating since the beginning? Or?
No, I haven't. I was having to close my doors on March 24th,
mm-hmm.
and I opened again May 4th.
Okay.
The government gave us some money. All we had to do was register, which was... In my business, I'm the owner, operator, employee, volunteer of the month, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm everything in there. So I have no employees. I don't have a salary. I don't have any of that. So anything that they were giving for a while, I had no right to it. So I thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to go under.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if you can pay your rent, all the other bills come in too.
They do. Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I'm not going to make it. And then they made it easy for us to get $2,000. I was very thankful, and I took it.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, I was able to at least pay my rent. And with the money I had in the bank, I was able to pay the other problems that we were having, the orders that I had done before COVID that were coming in slowly that I still had to pay, but I had no customers to buy them. You know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As well as the Videotron and stuff. So I was able to make it. And I was very, very, very blessed and thankful for that.
Oh, and I know your clients are too, because it's almost a landmark now in Lennoxville there, the Trinity store. Now, do you have a special protocol when people come to the store, or how does it go?
Every time somebody touches something, depending on how busy I am, because
mm-hmm.
normally I'll just walk around and I I don't have that big of a store, so I know pretty much what they've touched, and I put it aside till the next day. But I have never washed a door so often in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Every time somebody comes in, I have to go wipe it down.
Right.
What's nice now is that summer is coming, and I open the doors, so there's no doors to touch. As they come in, they have to wash their hands. I have that hand sanitizer, and I strongly suggest they use it on their way out as well, because you never know what you touch that somebody else may have touched.
Okay, those are good
and
protocols.
And so that helps.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, do you think there's been an increase in doing crafts since the COVID crisis, such as knitting and crocheting and things like that?
I believe a lot of people have decided to learn how to knit, and there's going to be a lot of dishcloths hanging around the soon. But because it's a great project to start with, and a lot of people have started to increase their knowledge of knitting. So even though they never made a sweater before, they now have the time at home to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or at least try it.
It's great projects, and I've read that knitting and crocheting, they actually help to calm people, keep them in the moment. So what advice do you have on this?
That is actually true. Whenever you're stressed, knitting, especially knitting like a dishcloth or a pair of socks or something that is mindless, will keep you busy enough that you don't stress over stuff you can't change. You're so worried about dropping a stitch that you're not worried about anything else. And it actually helps you to get all the inside turbulence calm. It really does. I mean, I've used it many times when I know something is going to happen or has happened and there's nothing I can do to change it. I'll knit. I knit all the time anyway, but I'll knit purposely. And it actually does do a lot of good. I see a lot of people knitting through traumas, knitting through stress. When I walk into the hospital for whatever reason, and I don't go often, but when I have gone, I've always seen someone sitting and knitting while they wait. What a great pastime, too.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, because I have read a lot of studies on that. Now, do you have any message for your clients or your future clients or the people of the townships?
If you've never knit before, still come into my store, because I am certain you will find something that no one else has and that only I hold, because I encourage so many local artists. So don't be afraid to walk in. Don't be afraid to have an open mind and maybe try something new. It's not just for grandmothers, you know. I have a lot of students that knit, and they are all ages.
Good. That's good advice. Now, could you give us the address of your store?
My address mm-hmm. is at 168 A Queen Street in Lennoxville, just in front of Provigo. And if you walk through my store, you'll end up at Black Cat. I am so fortunate to have Black Cat as a neighbor. It is an amazing bookstore and an amazing owner. And that has helped my store immensely.
Good. That's great advice. There's nothing like knitting and reading. It definitely goes together. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Linda?
No. Take care. Stay well. Be safe. Oh, right now I am selling masks for those people who want to wear them. They're at $4 each. They are a donation. The woman who makes them donates her share. I also donate mine. So I prefer a cash or a debit purchase, but I do sell masks.
Okay, very important. Okay, well, we thank you very much, Linda, for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye.